Y100 715 second date update starts now.
Trying to help out Katie. Now, Beth, I was straightforward with her. I said, Katie, we get this all the time that nothing happened on the date. You can't think of anything, and then we find out something crazy happened.
Yeah.
So I gave her the chance to say something. She said, nope, nothing went wrong at all.
Yeah, she said everything was fine. She thought about the conversations. They agreed on the food. They agreed on the drinks. They agreed on the wing flavors. Like, the football was good. There were no fights that she can think of. So, I mean, you know, maybe he is just a busy guy or something.
All right, we're going to try to call Dennis right now on Y100. Hi, good morning. Is this Dennis?
Yeah, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. Good morning to you, man. We want to see if we could talk to you for a second. We're JR and Beth from Y100. How are you?
Oh, hey. I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday.
Yeah, I know it's a random call to get on a Friday. We want to see if we could talk to you about a date you recently went on.
A date I went on? Okay.
Yeah, we do something called the 715 Second Date Update, where we talk to people about dates they went on when they're having trouble getting in touch after the first date. And your date, Katie, is really trying to get a hold of you because she wants to see you again. And Dennis, you kind of been MIA, so what's the deal?
Well, I mean, the date kind of awkward, man.
Just a couple questions.
Sure. I think dating is for, like, you go, you meet people, you know, you try each other out, and you just see, you know, that's what that was. And it was all right. You know, we had a good time, but there was something that kind of turned me off about her, and I still like going that way, so.
All right, Dennis.
I don't know if you've ever heard us do this, but we don't just say, okay, thank you, goodbye.
The follow-up question is going to be, Dennis, what is it that she did or what turned you off about her?
I don't want to sound like kind of a D-bag, you know, but like it was something physical. It was her nails.
Her nails?
She had these like, have you seen like when women have like these crazy nails like that are super long and
right.
But not just like painted, and that's fine. But like she had like her nails went a solid inch past the end of her fingertips, like claws. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yes. Like, I've seen like pointy pattern. Ones. There's ones that are called coffin nails.
They were pointing.
Like she's one hell of a back scratcher.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet she is.
Look at you looking at the positive.
I'm trying to here.
Well, you know, I'm trying to look at the positive, but all I see right in front of me is like how difficult, I mean, just from a practical standpoint, how difficult her life is now, and you know, probably will be in the future. Just a simple act of eating wings. What? I mean, I'm just here eating wings like a normal person, and she's here like using her nails to strip the meat off of them and like eat them off of her nail like skewers.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Dennis, but that's kind of her problem, not your problem, right? Like, what do you care?
I kind of became my problem. I'm sitting there watching this, trying to eat my wings, and like, I'm sort of spinning out in my head a little bit watching this. Like,
oh, yeah. Man.
Well, listen, Dennis, we actually have Katie on the phone with us, and she was very eager.
Oh, no. Come on.
She was very eager to hear what the deal was. So, Katie.
Yeah. No, I'm right here.
Yeah, so you got long nails?
Well, yes, of course. Like, I'm so mad right now. Like, I spent, my good money. It's my time. Like, my nails are important to me. I want to look good. And I just feel like, what kind of psycho doesn't appreciate that? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, this is unbelievable to me. You can't appreciate a woman's beauty. Like, this is, I don't know. I don't know. This is just, my nails are, I have great nails.
No one's saying you don't. Dennis, I don't really know why this bothers you. Can you tell me why it bothers you?
Yeah, how does it affect you, Dennis?
it affected me while I was eating, but I'm just like imagining into the future and like being next to you while you're texting and listening to like click, 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 and it's on my nerves and things like that.
I get what you're saying.
You know, like they're your fingers, your fingernails, you like them, by all means, God bless, enjoy them, because it's not for me.
Katie. I had a girlfriend who had really long nails, and she could never do anything with them because it was like hard to like do like common tasks.
Yeah.
Do you have that problem?
You can't even open a can of Coke.
Is it worth it? Do you have a problem with that?
No, I can do whatever I want with them.
All right,
like,
this just
they're long, but they're not like crazy long. Like I heard we said about like their claws or whatever. Like,
what do you say?
They're crazy long.
She's adapted. You learn as a female. You learn to work with what you.
Really, I have really nice nails, and I'm really proud of them. And I take good care of my hands.
Yeah.
And like I put time into my appearance, and I don't know what's wrong with that.
Dennis, are you saying this is a deal breaker for you? We're talking about nails here. She seems like a sweet girl, and she takes care of herself.
Oh,
so
that's true.
Is this a deal breaker for you?
I don't even, you know what? It doesn't, why are you even asking him? I'm done. I'm done. He's crazy. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. I don't know.
Right. Well, that makes it easy.
I don't know why I'm crazy. It's just like, not, okay.
Katie, we got you some answers. I'm sorry they weren't the ones you probably wanted to hear. Dennis, thanks for answering the phone today. I wish you guys both luck, okay?
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.